15%.
Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, broadcasting from the Gulf. This is the Gulf. There are a lot of Gulfs.
Mississippi Gulf.
Right? Yeah, this is the Mississippi, I always love doing it. Mississippi Gulf.
Correct.
The Gulf Convention Center, Biloxi, Gulfport, the area that in Mississippi was most, I don't want to use the word devastated, but affected by the hurricane. And a lot of people think that because of where you are in the oil spill, that devastated, again, using that word in the pejorative, it really wreaked havoc, only because people around the country believed sort of what they were being fed by the news media. I chuckle a little bit. For those of you who may be listening to me a couple times earlier today, I was talking about my experience going through the pre-traumatic stress syndrome, which is the airport check-in. Yeah, post-traumatic stress. This is pre-traumatic stress.
That's a sexual experience.
Right. It wasn't for me yesterday. I figured, I told everybody I wasn't going to do the x-ray. I'm going to have a pat-down and see what it's all about. But yesterday, the guys at the TSA at the Boston airport were crowing, "Don't listen to CNN. Don't watch Channel 4. Everything's great." And nobody was getting checked for anything. Zip. No pats. No x-ray. Nothing. So I'm thinking to myself, it is sort of, when we talk about things like what has been the story about Mississippi, we get the information, the news, from the normal suspects, the sources, CNN, NBC, ABC, Reuters, AP, whoever has reporters down here, and they don't do a good job of covering the story. So that's really why I was invited down with half a dozen other people who do radio programs around the country to perhaps get some folks to tell the other side of the story. And who would appreciate that better than a lawyer? And the gentleman who's with me now is attorney Roger Wilder, who is, I love looking at these. I'm not even going to tell the name of the concern that you work for, because all firms have the same aura around them. Balch, what is it, Dewey, Screwham, and Howe?
Yeah.
All right, with that introduction.
Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
That's right, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. Mr. Wilder, you're happy to be here, I'm sure. Nice to see you.
I am, and we're happy to have you here.
All right, why? What's going on here that should be of interest?
Well, I think what people should know is that contrary to what they may have heard on the news.
Yeah. Anything but the news. There's a show called Anything But the News, I think.
The Mississippi Gulf Coast is alive and well, and while like every area of the country, we do have problems, we don't have the ones that we're given credit for.
But you don't like the Yankees still. You don't like our money. You don't like Yankees coming down here, really, do you?
Oh, no, we love Yankees
really
coming
do.
Down. Yeah, they bring money.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm
and
saying.
We find
if
out. And
if
we,
I came down here as broke, you wouldn't want me to be here.
Well, if you came down here broke, you probably wouldn't have a very good time.
Are you going to go to the casinos? And
yeah. No,
so,
we actually enjoy having Yankees come down.
Really?
Yeah, they generally turn out to be
not
nice
bad
folks.
Like me, I'm not a bad guy.
No, we had dinner last night.
Yeah, we had a nice time last night.
I said, my God, he's really a nice guy.
So what legal things? Let's talk about the legal ramifications of all of the trouble people have gotten into. How do they, their land is basically worthless. After the storm blows their houses away, they can't build houses on them. So what recourse have people really had? Insurance is sky high. You must have some people that you've represented over the last 5-6 years. Never mind the fishing people and what trouble they've gotten into. But what are the average person who has a home or property down here, if their land becomes valueless, what happens?
Well, I think the land does not become valueless. It becomes less valuable in certain locations.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's replay that. If that's not that isn't a lawyer, it doesn't become valueless. It becomes less valuable. Perfect. Let me shake your hand. That's wonderful.
Well, obviously the point that I'm making is that the values of properties generally have fallen all over the country. Certainly certainly right. down here, where if you go to the east in the Destin, Fort Walton, Florida area, where they have a lot of second homes, those have collapsed.
The value of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here the value has gone down, but.
So your maintaining is no different here than it is around the rest of the country
for a lot of landowners.
But the guy who spent $60 million to buy the land to put up a casino, that dirt's worth nothing now because they can't build anything on it, according to the regulators, right?
No, that's not true. I read in the paper this morning or yesterday that there is another casino that is being considered for construction.
Really?
It's driven by the economy, mm-hmm. not by the land values. Matter of fact, if the land values go down, then I suppose it reduces their initial cost.
So, but didn't the feds come in and say for a while you can't build here or there, or there's some authority? And I wonder, basically, with that question, is there resentment by the locals to the amount of incursion or infusion or infliction that the federal government has had in this whole process?
Well, there always is resentment to the restrictions that are placed on most folks. People don't like to be restricted.
But do they need to be in this case? Or why would
the issue was that in a lot of the situations, the federal government either paid through flood insurance or they paid through a grant program to repair a home. And the question that we really ought to ask is, should we allow people to build back in the same way, at the same elevation, and subject to the same destruction that...
Yes, if they want to pay for it and take the responsibility themselves.
If
I don't want to take responsibility, nor should you, for some decision that somebody makes that they can make as an intelligent adult. But if the house gets blown away, hello, you're responsible for it. I'm not going to pay to have your house rebuilt. If you're dumb enough to build in a hurricane zone on the water, good luck to you.
And that is, in fact, occurring.
Yeah.
There are people who are, in fact, taking whatever proceeds they got, and they're rebuilding. There are others who cannot afford to do that. They have to take out a mortgage. If you take out a mortgage, then you've got to have insurance. You've got to have flood insurance, that sort of thing.
And insurance you can't afford.
If you are in what we call a V-zone, what they call a V-zone, it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's right along the coast.
Right, yeah, okay.
I won't say you can't afford it. There are obviously
somebody who
do.
Can. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so then what's the next deal in terms of what the options are for people who live here and want to work here? We have two different thrusts here. Get people to come down and see what this area is like.
Mm-hmm.
Come spend some of your money. We mm-hmm. all want to have a good time on our vacation, so that's very acceptable and a good request. And
yes.
I would say that there are a lot of things down here to do. Now, but for the people who, for the most part, stayed here, they have a problem trying to get a job, and they, you know, there are other the resources that were there may not be there now. So do they have rights? Is there something that they can do, or most everybody avail themselves of the money that was available, BP payment, federal government payment, whatever, so it's all gone. What do they do?
Well, again, the impression is that we have suffered in some manner that's different from the rest of the country,
mm-hmm.
and certainly we did in Katrina.
Yeah. And the oil spill didn't do anything.
It did not, but it did not devastate our... It did not devastate our coastline. It did not devastate our ecology. It did not make the seafood unsafe to eat.
I had some of the best seafood last night I've ever had in my life.
I saw you pretty well clean that thing
up.
A
wonderful
yeah.
piece of flounder.
Yeah. And so the impression that people from the other parts of the country have, I think, is that we're out of business as a result of the BP oil spill,
mm-hmm.
and that's simply not the case.
Another reason not to watch CNN or General.
Well, if you watch CNN this week, Doug, you'll be seeing the stories all about the seafood that comes from Vietnam and China and all of
right,
the
yes.
contamination
right.
that is in those.
Yeah. So, in fact... when given that story, Richie, thank you for bringing it up, because we've been talking about that off and on for 3 or 4 months, about the stuff that comes out of the Mekong Delta, where people have their homes on stilts. You think they're in stilts here, at least when they go to the bathroom, it goes into some system. When they do it in the Mekong Delta, it goes into the water where the fish are, and they're eating that stuff, and that's what they're bringing over to America to sell to people who are stupid enough to buy it. So we have
exactly the point. And yeah. I mean, I saw the article last night on one of the news channels about that, and they talked about how unsafe it was. Whether it is or not, I don't know. But you don't have that problem with Mississippi Gulf Coast seafood. It is probably the most tested seafood in the world. We have, since the BP oil spill, they've run thousands and thousands, probably tens of thousands of tests on the seafood to determine that it is safe. And
what kind of law do you practice?
I do a general business practice.
So you represent some of these people that were chasing BP around for dough?
We have represented some of them.
You get their money out of them sooner or later?
Yes.
And it's much better now than Hayward. I keep whacking away at Hayward because I thought he was a jerk. The new guy is a local. He's a good old boy from around here someplace.
He's from Hattiesburg.
An hour away from here.
We were talking last night about that, and he understands the people. He understands the philosophy. He understands what to say
and
what
lawsuits,
not to say.
All those lawsuits go away and they settle them all? Well, they don't want the bad publicity anymore, do they?
Right now, BP is attempting, apparently, to either buy off the lawsuits or pay the people. In some circumstances that I'm familiar with, they have been very fair.
Mm-hmm.
I am certain that there are people who will disagree with that. But
if I drive along the coast here on Interstate 10 and I look out over the coastline, how many oil rigs am I going to see?
None.
Can't see them because they're not that.
Our oil rigs are several
so
miles
far out,
south.
Can't see.
Yeah, you can't see them.
Uh-huh. So if there was a leak, isn't going to affect. We know that these things leak anyway from time to time. And these little tar balls that we've been talking about, they show up. So what's the big deal?
Well, the experts say that there's equivalent of one or two Exxon Valdez leaking into the Gulf of Mexico from natural causes every year.
Mm-hmm.
So
if everybody
Oil is a fact of life in the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Always has been, and it always will be.
When was the first oil rig? Somebody told me last night they were drilling oil out there in 1920-something in the water.
Well, I think we
is
were
that
talking
about you and I are talking about
yeah,
that, yeah.
I said that my father-in-law was with Gulf Oil Company doing seismic work in the swamps in South Louisiana in the 30s and the 40s. And they've been producing oil in South Louisiana and Mississippi and in the coastal areas for close to 100 years, I'm
Environmentally
sure.
friendly, if they learned lessons from bad experiences?
I'm sure they have. I can't imagine that in the 1930s that they were as environmentally conscious as we are today.
Right, yeah. But there's still, the understanding is that there's so much out there. I'm a big believer in drilling. As a matter of fact, I had a hat I should have brought with me to give it to you and some of the others. Drill here, drill now. And get the oil around the country. Police it, do it intelligently, but we have so much oil here. The cost of oil down here, oil is a little less expensive than it is up north, but we still see the prices going up 40, 50 cents in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, anybody talking about that in Washington? No. But we are dependent, more dependent now, we keep saying this and it gets worse, on foreign oil than we are on our own oil. Because, you can't do that because we'll ruin the life of the fish in Mississippi along the Gulf. The fish are fine.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the value of oil is controlled by the world price, mm-hmm. not just ours.
Right.
And so unless we just cut ourselves off, if it goes up in Saudi Arabia, it's going to go up here.
Well, but the other side of it is at least if we have our own, we don't have to be dependent on some of these jerks
that are
holding us by the tail.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Wilder, thank you for joining us. Some interesting stories. Local guy, grew up here, right?
No, only been here 33 years.
Where'd you come from?
North Mississippi.
Oh, wow. Well, Mississippi.
I'm a Mississippi.
It's not like you came from New York or something.
What, I'm sure you confused. I was confusing because of my southern accent.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Council.
Next question in the Redneck Test, what is Scrapple, Robert?
Scrapple is that game you play, got all them alphabets in it.
No.
On the Gulf Coast of Mississippi this morning for the Doug Steffen Good Day broadcast. Came into the Gulfport Biloxi International Airport yesterday and was looking for the oil. No oil. There was no oil. The only oil I had was on my fish last night.
Yeah, there you go.
That was it. Bobby Mahoney has a restaurant with his family down here, and I met Bobby last night. For those of you who have been down here, perhaps you've been able to avail yourself of Mary Mahoney's fine cuisine. Richie, Jennifer, you would love this place, never mind if you didn't meet Bob Mahoney. But the menu has been the same for about 70 years at this restaurant.
I used to work in a restaurant like that. Love it.
I love it.
Yeah. Jennifer is really the expert when it comes to food on the program, and she's very astute when understanding what this... This place, if I could bring you to a little village in France... You get a taste of what the ambiance is like. But if you go, I don't know about food, because in French cooking, it just has a French, because a lot of this is a French area.
Yeah, right.
But you're not Frenchman.
Hell no, I'm Irish and Yugoslav.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh my gosh, Dougie, that's almost me. I'm Irish and Czech. We're very close.
Right, yeah, yeah, Czech, right. Yeah. But he does look just like Jim Carville. And he does sound like Carville.
I talk faster than he does.
You do talk a little faster. Have you ever met him?
I have not.
No, I haven't.
I met his sister one time.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very interesting. Yeah. But you're the people who, it's interesting because when you travel around, I'm very fortunate to travel around the country and around the world and met a lot of very interesting and wonderful people. Stories. We all love
stories.
Oh, I
got plenty of them.
You are loaded. No. My God, this guy's loaded. I just say one thing about the fish that I had last night. And then we got to talk about stories.
Yeah.
The fish that I had last night was the best fish, and I'm a fish guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat meat. I don't eat chicken. Uh-huh. A little turkey, but I'm eating fish when I and so I have been fortunate to travel around eating some pretty good places.
Yeah.
And a lot of expensive food, which is
yeah.
But That fish, and I'm not saying this to blow smoke over here, but...
What he had last night was a flounder imperial. I tell everybody, anytime the adjective's better than a noun, you know it's got to be a hell of a dish.
So anyway, having said that, this area has provided you with a wonderful living, even in spite of the travails of having to run a restaurant business is horrible to begin with, a tough, tough business.
Well, I tell you what, my mother got it going good, paid for it, and all I got to do is keep from screwing it up. She left me the whole football team, and all I do is just sit there and get out the way. I do a little talking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, you're the ambassador.
Oh, you know, no doubt.
But your mother started this thing, and she was a showgirl, in a sense.
Well, no, which she was how mother got in a restaurant business. My dad was working at a hotel in 1950, and a guy came in and said, he kicked a guy out of the lounge and asked my dad if my mother would be interested in running a lounge. And my mom said, I don't know how to mix drinks. Somebody said, Mary, just bat them pretty eyes at him and ask him what goes in it. So basically,
it all would be forgiven.
Yeah, so, and what she did when she opened up this restaurant, she spun LPs, male vocalists, female vocalists, Broadway shows, operas, instrumentals. So if you had any class about yourself and you loved to listen to good music and have a cocktail, you know, you kind of gravitated to Mother's Little Lounge.
So you went from a local appeal, though, because the place became... the focus of tourism from around the country, around the world. And now your business is whole. This restaurant is catering to people who come from outside.
Oh, yeah. God knows how many people. You know, if you hadn't been to Mary Mahoney's, you hadn't been to the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But all of these casinos went kaflooey. Now they're coming back a little bit, but you still don't have a lot of people here like you did 10 years ago.
I know, but I got a lot of hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at, in them hotel rooms. I mean, you know, and within a mile of me, I probably have about 6,000, grade A
rooms.
Hotels. Yeah,
right. And not a lot of good restaurants.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I would go to the Hard Rock. It's just another place to get a meal. The only thing good about it is you're not hungry when you're finished, hopefully.
Yeah.
And that's not a real, it's not a real place to eat. The fish that you serve is all local?
Yes, sir. Well, most of it
except
is.
Except for that stuff you try to pass off as lobster.
Well, we've got that Florida lobster.
Yeah.
In there. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that's the only thing there I wouldn't probably eat.
There you go.
But the other stuff is, and that's only because I know what good lobster is.
Sure.
They see lobster is lobster.
What that guy tell you last night about that lobster, you need to just put a little seasoning on it.
Yeah, Tabasco.
He said that clam chowder, he said just add a little Tabasco.
Yeah,
and it'll be it. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the thing that I find most intriguing about this is a lot of local restaurants, they'll claim to get the local seafood, and they don't really.
Yeah.
But you can go outside literally and get
what
you
need. Hey, I'm real. I'm right on top of it. I tell everybody that pretty blue water in Florida, I said, there ain't nothing in it but seaweed. See that old muddy water out there?
Yeah.
Shrimp, crabs, oysters.
Oh, they like to eat the stuff.
Buku's a fish, the moral of the story, a lot of loving going on in the mud.
Right. Reproduction of the fish, of the species.
Oh, yeah, hey, look at here. It's the habitat for growing seafood out there. It's really good.
I want you to know that I really appreciated it last night. It was a great meal, and that's a wonderful place to go. When I'm back down here again, that'd be where I'd come. The only thing you can't get there is breakfast.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, I didn't tell you none of my BS. Did I tell you about my crows?
No, what about your crows? You got 20 seconds to tell me.
Five crows sitting on a fence. You shot and kill one. How many you got left?
Four.
You think them crows gonna hang around? And my dog, he don't have any legs. You know what we call him?
What do you call him?
It don't matter. He ain't coming. Getting the bear and the bull right at you. You got one bullet. Which one would you shoot, the bear or the bull?
I'd shoot them both.
You shoot the bear. You know why?
Why?
No, you can always shoot the bull.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night, knowing Life Change Tea customers receive a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
Past the hour. I'm in the Gulf Coast, or on, I don't know, in or on. I'm on the Gulf Coast, I guess, in Mississippi along the, there are 62 miles of beaches here, Richie. This from an area, it's, you know, New Orleans, people think there's a disconnect. New Orleans is very close.
Oh, yes.
And Mobile is pretty close. You've got the whole area from Corpus Christi, if you will, or even down if you want to go to Brownsville and wrap it around to the Panhandle, or you can, arguably the Gulf goes all the way down to Naples. And so that's the area that was somewhat impacted more by the oil spill than it was by Katrina. Katrina cut a swath of about 340 miles, and that's what was affected. And so the people who got the double whammy from this, many people who are in business, folks who have, if you take this area as a composite of any place in America, there's a locksmith, there's a guy who's running a hardware store, there's a guy who had, we have all these restaurants, you have all these, you have a moving company, furniture company, you have a clothing store. All these people do business and they need a bank.
Right.
So their banker is John Walton, who is the area president of Whitney Bank, which is a bank that was started a long time. This is a
1873.
Okay, so it's not. It is. It's a Confederate bank.
Well, we haven't branched into the north yet.
But I'll tell you, that's it. Good How many point. Northern banks are down here trying to put you out of business?
All of them.
Well, so you maybe ought to hit the road and go up there and dig a
carpetbagger bank.
Yeah, exactly. The carpetbagger banks. They're all over the place here. The curiosity that I have in thinking about banking, as I talk to some of the business people down here, and we go through how folks are surviving, have survived or are surviving. How much of that comes as a result of the largesse of banks who have to look, I don't know, look the other way? You got the idiots from the federal government who hear the regulators who are all over you say, ah, that loan's no good, recall it, go get that. And you don't want to because, first of all, it probably isn't worth much of anything. You don't want to own something that you can't get rid of, right? You don't want to carry that because it affects your bottom line.
Now, first off, you called him an idiot. I didn't.
I know, that's right. I'm happy to call him an idiot. I think the federal government is such a mess, and we all know regulators.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to deal with these people who don't really even understand your business.
No, it's they understand the regulations.
And, yeah, that's all.
But
they're bureaucrats.
The tough thing is if you you can make a problem a lot worse if you foreclose on one business or condo complex or houses as opposed to working with people. And if you just flood the market with foreclosed real estate, you
it's great for the buyers.
You've perpetuated the problem.
Yeah. I mean, the buyers love it. A dollar to buy up all the land.
But there's not that many buyers right now, and they're waiting for the bottom. And you work through the bottom, and I think we're there. I really do believe we're there in Florida and in, along the South. I really do believe that we're starting to work our way back up. But a bank, it is important to realize that the last thing we want to do is take over a nail salon or a shrimping boat or a house or a condo, any of those things, because we're going to be paying taxes, utilities, and all that stuff. That's the last thing we want to do.
Yeah. So then what do you do? How have you helped some of the boat guys down here that use the nail salon? All these people are affected by the fact there are no customers.
Mm-hmm.
The weather, if not the weather, the oil thing, even though the oil wasn't that bad. I mean, it's dramatic for me to see how little impact there was. Basically, when you compare what the news media was telling you was going on down here versus what actually is going on down here, it's really a crime. Frankly, to have the bad publicity as far as, I mean, Katrina, you can't change. Katrina is what it was. So, you know, if you're smart, you don't build a house on the water and you're fine.
That's right.
And the
bank
doesn't lend money anymore to anybody who's foolish enough that wants to build a house, right?
Not unless they got a lot of insurance on that house.
And you can't afford the insurance.
No, you can't.
Right. So, end of story. So then what do you do to help yourself and to help people who are your customers who have gone through these grave circumstances? Can you just forego payments for a while, cut the interest rate, interest-only notes? What do you do?
All of the above. Well, basically, it starts with if the borrower is trying, if they're showing up and they'll come in and meet with us, answer the phone, talk to us, then what you do as a banker, a good banker, you let them do the best they can and work their way out.
Right.
And that's what you do. If they give up, and then you really basically have no choice. They've shut it down, and you just have to go in and
pick up the
take
pieces.
Over whatever it is.
Right. But it's not usually in their interest to do that, because if you're working with somebody, and I'm using this as the example is sort of universal in that we've all had, most people in this country have had trouble the last 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years anyway, at meeting payments or doing things that they're obligated to do. Having said that, again, if you can keep the federal government the hell out of the way and you can just do things that make sense, you are helping. And you're speaking for your bank, but I'm just in general, I think that the attitude has changed somewhat because there are so many problems, and you end up holding on to something that will, you know, if you do enough of them, you're going to be back in the soup, and the government's going to say, okay, we've got to bail you out or we've got to close you down.
Well, that's right. And getting into the bailout things, I don't think that, and I give a speech about this all the time, I don't think that there's anybody too big to fail. I think you just let them go.
Yeah.
That's America.
That's what we said now,
mm-hmm.
looking, you know, at the way that it was done, the pick and choose, the unfairness of Paulson, or the, you know, the gang from Goldman Sachs deciding, okay, Lehman Brothers, they're your biggest competitor Goldman Sachs has is Lehman Brothers. So they screw them and don't give them any money and let them go out of business. I mean, do you have to be a genius to figure this out?
Just tank them. They just let them go.
Yeah. So you let them go, let them all go, or you treat everybody the same one way or another. The guys running big banks like you, I mean, you've got a big bank.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you see these people, and it's almost comical if it weren't for so, it's so obvious if it wasn't so sad.
That's right. It's really, I guess, a function of how good your lobbies are.
Yeah, right.
And because there's no one too big to fail, because any bank, other banks will pick them up.
Right. Now, what have you done in terms of regional banks here? How Whitney is a southeastern?
Tampa to Houston.
Okay.
And kind of goes just right along the Gulf Coast.
Nothing north. Like, if I were to go to Hattiesburg, you would never branch up there?
No, we're in Montgomery, though. Yeah. That's our...
farthest north you go. You are a...
That's our Yankee branch.
Yeah, I was going to say, you really are the pre-Civil War bank.
That's right. We have $11 billion in assets from Tampa to Houston.
Yeah. All right. So then you bought up a bunch of banks along the
mm-hmm.
way?
That's exactly right. And we're probably going to... We've been kind of watching this, and... we may get more aggressive next year because it's a lot of people thought it was a good time to acquire banks this year, but it's going to be just as good next year.
So when you say good, the poor banks that can't do it because they made bad loans, how'd you keep your bank as an example? What do you use for criteria for not making the bad loans and not being under the scrutiny of the ogres from Washington?
Sound underwriting. If you've got – and really there's just so many people that just made loans to and incented people to make loans. You got somebody making $70,000 and you loan them $1 million to buy a condo. Well, that's
good
just
deal,
that's
huh?
just stupid. And and that bank, I hate to say
they deserve it.
That's right.
Yeah, they deserve to get it back in their lap.
And when you've got a couple billion in capital, it helps us out, and we're not about to sacrifice that on things like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the investors are protected because there's a lot of government stuff in there.
No,
but the other side of it is that you need to be able to run the bank the way you see it, and you should rise or fall by the intelligence of the people who are running the bank.
That's right.
As with any business.
Period.
Yeah.
Don't need to get bailed out.
Yeah. It's interesting, again, how you deal with the specifics in each area. The bank that I use, which is a farm bank up in New England, they also loan money, though, a lot to fishermen. And because of New England, big fishing area, you've got it down here.
That's right.
So did you end up owning any fishing boats?
Oh, yeah.
You got some fishing boats.
Mm-hmm, that's
There's
right.
There's a deal.
We don't have that many good deals on fishing boats, but we have a couple. And
So do you have to have a department? And in the bank that handles repos and getting rid of the property that you have to repo?
These days we do, yeah. We have a special credits division that handles it, and they handle everything in all the states, and that way all our people aren't distracted by the problems. You just move them off to the side and keep everybody looking at their local economy and helping their customers.
Interesting to have an inside look at the bank. Thank you for stopping by.
Glad to do it.
John Walton, who is the area president of the Whitney Bank here in the Southeast. 17 before the hour, and good day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offer valid through 11/2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
14 before the hour, the magic of Mississippi, the executive director of the Hotel and Lodging Association, Linda Hornsby, is here to do the crass commercial message. We have had all kinds of great conversations this morning about all kinds of things. So here's the pitch.
Here it is.
All right, Jennifer, listen up carefully because this is what you're going to get.
I'm ready.
Is the prize you won if you come visit the Gulf Coast. What happens?
You book a two-night stay at any participating hotel, which is over 45 of them, just about any hotel you can name.
Right.
You have to book it through either our reservation office, which is 1-888-388-1006.
All right, hold on a second. 888-388-1006. That's 888-388-1006. So what happens?
And you book a two-night stay, and you have a gift card waiting for you upon arrival.
And the gift card's worth $100.
It's worth $100 at any place that takes MasterCard.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you can't use it in the casino.
You can use it for retail or restaurant purchases in the casino.
Right.
You can't use it for cash for gaming.
So you book two nights. Any one of these. There's the Beau Rivage, the Boomtown Casino, the Grand Biloxi Casino, the Hard Rock, the Island View Casino, the Palace Casino. There are all these casinos
out
there.
Awesome, right.
But there are also other hotels in addition.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you got like
absolutely
13,000 rooms.
You can
here.
See the rooms. You can see the hotels participating at visitmscoast.org.
Visitmscoast.org.
And click on the button that says Wish Card. $100 wish card.
So they got 13,000 hotel rooms down here. They're happy to have you come.
And they're all new.
Right now, and I will tell you that the beaches, the locals are the ones that use the beaches here, though. Apparently people don't come down here to go to the beach. They come down to gamble.
Well, they might not come down for that, but they do visit the beach while they're here.
Yeah, really. The beaches, it was dusk last night when I got here.
Was so that a beautiful sunset or what?
It was a beautiful sunset. I'm going to go out this morning and nose around.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
See what there is to see, but
you have to see our museums, our historic.
What's the highlight of the museum tour?
Well, you've got now the new Frank Gehry, the Orr O'Keeffe Museum, which Frank Gehry designed.
Jefferson Davis's house is right down the street
absolutely.
Here. It's like this. It looks like Gettysburg with a fence all around it.
Take a trip back in time. Absolutely.
But that house got saved. It's right on the other side. How did it get saved?
Well, it is. It is up.
A little
yes,
bit.
It
yeah.
is. It
yeah.
is. So,
right.
And they did a lot of restoring to it.
Did they?
Yeah.
But it was also built like, it looks like one of those places that really.
It's You have to visit it.
Yeah.
And, be sure and go down into the cellar where you can read a lot of historical documents.
Clay, who is Jefferson Davis? That sounded be good.
He either a president or a Beatle.
There you go.
He's president of the Confederacy.
Was not a Beatle. He was
asked that question.
He was the president of the Confederacy when they went into the war. Yeah, okay, well, that's close enough. I think we'll stop there while we're ahead. Linda, thank you for that pitch. 888-388-1006. Linda Hornsby is executive director of the Hotel and Lodging Association here. I love doing this. MISSISSIPPI.
That's
it's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Thank you.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a
better world. What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
A changing of the guard in the House, and history is made in a Senate race. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Let's start with the House of Representatives, where, as expected, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will continue to lead Democrats in the next Congress next year.
Our consensus is that we go out there listening to the American people. It's about jobs, about reducing the deficit, and it's about fighting for the middle class.
In a closed-door meeting, Democrats elected Nancy Pelosi as House Minority Leader. She will assume that post when the new Republican-controlled House opens in January. Now, on the flip side, also as expected, House Republicans have chosen Congressman John Boehner as the next Speaker of the House. Boehner is currently the House Minority Leader. Elsewhere, as we mentioned, some history made in a U.S. Senate race that took a while to officially decide, the race for Senate in Alaska, where Tea Party favorite Joe Miller was the Republican nominee. He had defeated the incumbent Senator, Republican Lisa Murkowski, in the primary, who decided to run as a write-in candidate. It took a while to count the write-ins, but Murkowski has been declared the winner. She spoke to her supporters last night.
We made history. Alaskans made history. And doesn't it just feel wow?
Wow, indeed. Murkowski's victory makes her the first write-in candidate to win in a U.S. Senate race in half a century. Murkowski also offered this observation about what's happening in Washington.
And I wish that I could tell you that the elections brought in a whole new wave of enthusiasm and cooperation and bipartisan spirit. I had to leave after 2 days.
Now here's something else that will matter to you.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare. By 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Mixed day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow off 16 points, closing at 11,008. NASDAQ up 6. S&P tacking on a fraction of a point. Crude oil down $1.90 a barrel, finishing at $80.44, its lowest close since the middle of last month. It's going to be a busy day on Wall Street today, with General Motors common shares listed on the New York Stock Exchange for the first time under the GM ticker symbol. GM has raised more than $20 billion by selling common and preferred stock in an initial public offering. Another note about the auto industry. A report from the Ann Arbor-based Center for Automotive Research says the government bailout of both GM and Chrysler saved more than 1.4 million jobs. The center said the cash infusions kept both automakers and a few other firms in business, preventing personal income loss of nearly $72 billion for 2009 and about $25 billion for this year. Thanksgiving Day, a week from today. Can you believe it? And we're told there will be 7 new floats in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. That includes a Mount Rushmore float and a Dora the Explorer float. 2 new giant balloons are expected to debut at the parade as well. Finally, it's that time again. Third Thursday of November, time for the Great American Smokeout. And we happen to have a few dozen smokers standing right outside. I believe they are still smoking. Let's check it out here. All right, everybody. Great American Smokeout. When I close this door, you will stop smoking for the entire day. Got it? Meg Kondrich of the American Cancer Society says giving up the butts can be a life-saving decision.
We can prevent a lot of premature deaths this year by encouraging people to quit smoking through their own health and the health of those around them.
And there's help available if you need it today.
You can go to cancer.org/smokeout to receive not only the information, but also other resources that will help you out.
The message is this. Make today the Great American Smokeout the day you turn your life around. Because if you can quit for a day, you can do it for a week, a month, and for the rest of your life. Let's head back outside, see how those dozens of smokers are doing. Did they stop? Just one left. Well, keep trying, buddy. It's all about giving it your best today. We wish you well. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.